Hello, everyone. I am one of your hosts, Thad. Before we get started with the famous Mets mob in our 2024 season preview, I wanted to replay a quick excerpt of an exclusive interview we did with the Washington Nationals starting pitcher phenom, Steven Strasburg. Now, Mr. Strasburg retired just recently due to health issues, so we wanted to share this replay in remembrance of his fine career. It was recorded back in 2019, the year the Nationals won the World Series and Mr. Strasburg won MVP of that series. It also features my founding co-host, Kasia. And if you listen close, you may notice a little foreshadowing of Mr. Strasburg's future health concerns. Here we go. Kasia, we have a very special live guest today waiting for us on Skype.
We don't even have any listeners. How can we have a live guest?
Well, first things first.
Okay, who is it?
It is your very favorite Nat.
Who?
It is no other than starting pitcher Steven Strasburg!
No, I don't believe you.
No, it's serious. All I have to do is press this button, and he is on.
Okay. Go ahead. Press the button.
Okay, I will. But first, do you promise to be nice?
I hate when people tell me that. People tell me that all the time. I'm always nice.
I know.
I'm a very nice person.
Here's the thing. Are you going to call him Mold Boy? Because our vast audience knows how much you like to make fun of him. Are you going to be respectful to this guy?
I mean, I can't make any promises, but I will try. I will try to not call him Mold Boy.
Okay. Fine. Then here we go.
Hello?
OMG, Mr. Strasburg, hello. Thank you very much for joining us on the From the Cheap Seats podcast. My name is Thad, and I'm here today with my co-host, Kasia.
Good to meet you, Thad, and Kasia.
Mr. Strasburg, I can't tell you how excited I am to meet you. May I call you Steve?
I actually prefer Your Excellency.
Your Excellency?
Your Excellency, where are you Skyping with us from today?
I'm in my penthouse suite at the West Palm Beach Hilton. It's very close to the ballpark.
Nice. Those digs sound pretty swanky.
Yeah, you know, honestly, Kasia, I called my agent to complain to the owners, the Lerner family. You know, the hot tub here is just, like, way too small. I can't even swim my laps in it.
Your Excellency, if you don't mind my asking, what are those sounds I'm hearing in the background? Are you okay?
Yeah. You notice that? Yeah, that's my medical crew, Thad. You know, I need constant monitoring.
Well, no one would ever notice you were ill with your great innings the other day against Boston.
Thank you, Kasia. Thanks. I like pitching on the mound. It's a good place for me. You know, I'm at least 60 feet from any other human. Because for people, I mean, they're a bulging petri dish of disease and bacteria.
Well, speaking of people, I thought you were married?
I am married, yes. She's a dear. But, you know, she always wears a hazmat suit while in the house, and she sleeps in a tool shed. But we made it up. I mean, well, she made it up very nice for herself.
We didn't realize your immune system was so sensitive.
Yeah, you know, fans don't really, they don't really appreciate the terrible sacrifices that starting pitchers make.
Sacrifices? I thought you guys pitched 30 games a year for like 90 minutes.
I know. Isn't it awful?
Well, that's only 60 hours a year. You know, most people work like 50 hours a week.
Hey, look, you know, you're forgetting the unbearable pressure that we shoulder. We're practically slaves up there. You know, what do you want from us?
Here we go again, ladies! Give me the pedals! Stat!
Okay, see what you did? You promised to be nice.
I was. I didn't even say Mold Boy.
That was another close one.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Your Excellency, are you okay?
I'll be okay, you know. It's another afternoon in my daily nightmare.
Well, it's good to hear you're okay. Will you still be starting against Houston tonight?
Oh, yeah, you know, this happens a lot. I also get a weekly colonoscopy.
So I guess we should let you warm up for the game, then. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
And that was baseball phenom and national starting pitcher Steven Strasburg, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Take me out to the ball
game. Come on, let's go. Take me out. And here they are, David Grover, resident of the Upper East Side and partner in Grover and Fensterstock, PC Partners at Law. David, say hi.
What's up, Thad? What's up, Anaronda? So pumped to be here. Springtime is here, even though I'm actually phoning in from a ski resort with 2 feet of fresh powder. But yes,
oh, wow.
Spring is here. The Mets are opening up on Thursday.
Hi, like the Old Testament. Say hi. She said hi.
As I was saying, spring is here. Mets are coming up. Feeling great. Always happy for the joyous verbiage from Leonardo. Always good to hear.
Awesome, awesome. Welcome, David. Handsome Rob, also from the Upper East Side, and voted the sexiest man east of Central Park. Ooh, Rob, say hi.
For fear of retribution from Leonardo, I'm going to keep it short and say, hi, everybody. Great to be back.
And last, but certainly not least, the incomparable Leonardo from Manhattan. Len, say hi.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome, everyone.
You were afraid to say anything more than that, weren't you? You kept that really short, knowing I was going to jump all over you.
So, guys, we're delighted to have you back on the program. And I want to just say for, you know, our newer listeners, I had to go look it up. But your first appearance as a group, as the Mets mob, on a previous podcast to this, it was called From the Cheap Seats. It was purely a baseball podcast.
Yeah.
Your first appearance was almost exactly 4 years ago. It was like March 20-something, 2020. And if you remember, COVID had just shut down spring training and at least had shut down the first half of the season, but that was the first episode that featured all three of you. Now, Leonardo had been in a couple episodes in 1919 with me, and he was the one that said, hey, I've got these bros, and they would be awesome to be on your podcast. And that's how it all began. So I just wanted to take you down to memory lane.
Yeah, it was 1919, over 100 years ago.
Yeah. I say 1919.
Leonardo, whatever happened to those two other guys that opened up the opportunity for me in D-Grove?
So let's talk.
Wonderful.
Let's talk some baseball. Let's play.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
So, Anurata, you've got the first question.
Awesome, awesome. So, first question, guys. Our listeners will insist we ask this. What happened to the Mets in 2023? You started the season with a lot of promise. At the end of 2022, you had an impressive 101-61 record. And according to CBS Sports, you had the most expensive roster in MLB history that year, $374.4 million in payroll, plus another $100.8 million in competitive balance tax. Owner Steve Cohen paid close to $500 million for your team, but you ended 2023 at only 75-87, only four games above the very last place Nats, and a waste of money. Just kidding, no. What happened?
Can I go first? Would that be all right?
Sure, handsome Rob.
A lot of times we go David, Rob, Leonardo, but it's up to you guys.
It's 2024. Everything's up for grabs.
Okay.
Reinventing the wheel. And also, good. My answer is actually the shortest, whereas I'm sure my friends and colleagues will go into more detail. Basically, okay. In 2022, everything that went right for the Mets did. No matter what it was, it went right. Conversely, and under the same heading of what goes up must come down, whatever could go wrong for the Mets in 2023 did. They overperformed in 2022. They underperformed in 2023. And that's the short answer to your question.
Okay.
Awesome. Very well put. Can I go?
Sure.
Hey.
Well, you know, the 2023 season for the Mets. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you put your mic a little more like it's facing off of the side? There you go.
Like this?
Yeah.
Go.
That's a little better. Yeah. Thank you.
So, you know, it was a big letdown. You're absolutely right. I think injuries played a key role. Edwin Diaz, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander all missed significant times due to injuries. And that we didn't have that the year before. And this hurt the pitching rotation. Ben, I think we're number 25 in pitching, in starting pitching, right? And even people like Rob's favorite player, well, second favorite player, Sterling Marte, he just regressed, right? And Jeff McNeil forgot how to hit a baseball. And then there was like internal controversies like Pete Alonso and the whole thing. So, you know, to agree with Rob a bit, like everything went right the year before and went wrong the year after. And it was a big disappointment. Well, I asked ChatGPT the same question. I just read word for word what ChatGPT would say, just to inject a little AI into it.
You guys are all copying from AI.
So, David, it's me. Yep. You're doing the follow-up here.
Yeah, so I'm going to go kind of past – I'm going to go past what they said now. So – at the trade deadline, the Mets were actually on the fringes of the playoff race, sort of like the Padres, sort of like the Yankees, other high payroll teams. So the Mets could have either stayed pat and maybe finished 500 or above, maybe added to the team, maybe been in the playoffs, possibly. But Steve Cohen, being the Wall Street hedge fund guy he is, had a different opinion. He basically says, statistically, the Mets have a, 15% chance of making the playoffs. He said, as a Wall Street guy, that's not a good number. So he said, I am going to change it up. Now, he did something that other teams haven't really done in the past. Yeah, other teams have sold at the trade deadline. But he did something very different, potentially very, very smart, is he traded his high-priced veteran players to teams, agreed to pay their salary going forward, for example, for this year. And in return, he got top prospects back. Most teams haven't done that. So they usually trade their guys, maybe kicking some money, but he's paying Verlander a lot of money this year. He's paying Scherzer a lot of money this year. And because of that, these teams were willing to give up top prospects. So what they're saying is he sort of bought himself a farm system that's never really been done before, and they brought in a bunch of top 100 MLB prospects in that, and that's why their record went down, but their future looks better.
Okay, so that's perfect segue, because now I'm going to ask, okay, now we've been through spring training, opening day is 2-3 days away. What you're looking at the team, what do you think? How's 24 shaping up for you guys with the mob? Or with the Mets,
So, you know, again, they have tons of prospects now. The farm system is so much better. They still have a big payroll that's going to become – players will be coming off the books at the end of this season. So Steve Cohen has decided to make this a reset year. Give the young guys a chance to play, let the contracts kind of come off the books, see what they have, and potentially next year spend a ton of money. So the team, you know, they had a nice spring training. They look like a team that could be 500 or above, which in this day and age, well, the wild cards, everybody makes the playoffs. They have a shot. A couple of days ago, they signed J.D. Martinez to really improves their lineup a lot as DH. So, you know, they're really a team in transition. If things go well, if they're lucky, if they're healthy, if Marte hits and he's healthy, if Severino, who had a great spring, looks like he did from 3 years ago, the Mets can be a playoff contender, or they could be a 75-win team.
You know,
it's really hard to say, but I think there's enough there that if things go well, they could have a fun, exciting season.
David, what's the name of the Mets president of baseball operations?
David Stearns.
And what's the name of a catcher that played for the Mets in the mid-70s, early 80s?
John Stearns got his autograph as a kid at Shea Stadium.
I think John Stearns would be a better president of baseball operations than this buffoon that we have now. He was the fact that the way he showed the way they got rid of Terry Collins was abysmal. You could not have done it in a worse way. Number one. Number two, I think he's made some questionable moves. And number three, I think he's 24 years old. So, I'm not optimistic, and I'm going to check online for the parking prices. But if they raise the parking prices again, things are going to get hairy.
Okay, wait, go back. Can we take a step back there? What bad moves did he make? First of all, he could have done Terry Collins. He wanted his own man. I like Terry Collins. Good manager. He wanted his own guy. You can't blame him for that. What are all these questionable moves you're talking about?
Can't blame him for that. So, David, let's say I have a restaurant with one of the best chefs in all the world, right? The top 5% of all chefs. And you buy my restaurant, right? And just like, wouldn't it, and the chef comes with it, right? With the restaurant. He's paid. He's got a contract. Wouldn't you say, you know what? Maybe I'll try this chef for a year until I figure out what kind of menu I want to have and all that stuff. Right. And the way they showed him the door was terrible. And the moves he made, he hasn't really made that many moves. And he's going to, you know, what he came from Milwaukee, that freaking powerhouse of MLB, whatever. They got freaking lucky.
Actually, pretty good. They've been better than the Mets for quite a while, actually. Well, but they've been better than the Mets. The Mets have not been good. He's done a better. Milwaukee with a tiny payroll has been better than the Mets. Think about that for a minute.
I think it's the curse of 69. I think we're now due for the fact that the 86 team was doing cocaine like it was gummy bears, right? I think is hurting us, and I think we're in for a dry spell.
So wait, what moves did you not like?
I just don't think he has made that many moves, and he's just, you know.
Well, the keeping the payroll, and then they raise the payroll that much.
That he got rid of.
The which one?
Oh, I think, I don't know. Oh, and then that story that Terry Collins, now he wasn't the GM last year, but the fact that they were telling Terry Collins that if a guy got on base three times with like a single, double, or a triple in one game, that he had to sit him the next day because they ran too much. These guys are 27 years old. Rob could walk from here to freaking Bayonne, New Jersey in about 45 minutes, and he's, you know, approaching 45 years old or whatever the heck he is. But I just think that, you know, Terry went along with some of the numbers, but I think, when David Wright was here, I wanted to see him leave because I liked him so much. And in retrospect, I'm glad Terry's gone because I wouldn't want him being part of this bonfire.
So,
what?
Rob, what were you saying about
Leonardo's
lack of energy?
Nobody's pitching.
he was saving it for Showtime.
Okay. Well, you're the one that hasn't weighed in. What do you say?
Yeah, and I didn't actually hear the question because my video came out.
The prognosis
out,
but for 24. What's your outlook for 24?
Mets 24.
Truly TBD. This could go... You know, like we said before, overperform 2022, underperform 2023. Does that mean that you're in something right in the middle for this year? It's possible. You need a lot to go your way, or the Mets go their way.
The Bleacher Report is forecasting a 79-83 season for you guys. But David said this is a rebuilding year. Is that correct, David? So that's deliberate, right? You're getting the young guys. Let them get out there and fuck up, and that's how you learn, right?
And I think they're putting up enough players there that if things go well, they can sneak into the playoffs. But this is not a Steve Cohen type of team.
They sneak into the playoffs with a ticket, David. David, they couldn't sneak into the playoffs with a fucking with a freaking ticket.
Well, they can't win 85 games, Leonardo?
You think 85 is going to get you in this year?
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody makes a wild card these days. 85 wins.
I will say their schedule favors. They got the Brewers, okay.
Also, keep in mind these days in baseball, your opening day roster rarely resembles what you have in September.
Right.
There's moves. There's trades. There's people. You know, the big money teams get some players who are going to get a contract in the offseason, and they rent them for a few months, and anything can happen. Anybody could, you know, make moves, and all of a sudden it's completely different. Look at, how do I pronounce it, Yoenis Cespedes a couple of years ago. The Mets didn't have him to start, and all of a sudden he literally took them to the playoffs. And if we did a podcast at the beginning of the year talking about what are the odds of them winning, you would say, well, they don't have a big, heavy-handed right hitter to really take them on his back and take them all the way. And then they did.
Yeah. And well, Thad, okay. your 79 win thing was probably before they signed J.D. Martinez.
It was 2 days ago.
Yeah, so they probably
21 hitters.
He hit 3,100 last year.
They're okay. Ranking you. Bleacher Report, again, whether you like them or not, Bleacher Report is ranking the Mets 18 out of 32.
I thought they were an 80-win team before JD. Now I think they're an 84-win team after JD.
Okay.
Hey there. If you ride a motorcycle or have a friend or loved one who rides, there's a podcast for you. It's called the Arrive Alive Podcast, and I started it over 3 years ago when I was involved in a crash with an SUV that ran a red light. Now, on the podcast, we have safety tips and talks with motorcycle instructors and authors and actors and people who love riding and who share their strategies for being safe. You can find the Arrive Alive Podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, from Apple and Spotify and Amazon Alexa, and also at arrivealivepodcast.com.
But did any of you guys mention Alonso? Is Cohen going to shop him if you're not in the play? I mean, what's going on there? What's going on there?
No way.
They're going to shop him.
I don't care what the rumors say. Steve Cohen is not going to shop Pete Alonso. It's a star player. Steve Cohen loves him. He would be re-signed by now if his agent wasn't Scott Boras. And by the way, look what happened to all Scott Boras' clients this offseason. I hope Pete Alonso is making note out of what's going on with Scott Boras' clients. They sat out spring training. They got a fraction of what they were asking eventually. Not a good way. You know, Scott Boras had a bad year. So Alonso, I really, truly believe, and Steve Cohen has the money to back it up. Steve, I'm sure Boras is asking for $300 million, whatever it is. Steve Cohen is saying, you're nuts. Go into the offseason next year. I'll top whatever the top offer is, and it won't be anywhere close to what they're asking for now. So he will not be traded, and he'll be back as a Met the rest of his career.
Go ahead, Rob. I got a point, but you take the rest of it.
Grove and Leonardo, not necessarily in that order. Do you think, when it comes to Alonso, that the Mets are doing what the Yankees did with Aaron Judge a couple of years ago, which is, we're not going to sign you, play to the best of your ability, and if your season warrants it, we'll drive the Brinks truck right up to your front door?
I think that's definitely a good analysis, Rob. My question to you back would be, how are the Brewers in the National League? Why are they were in the American League. How many? I want them back in the American League. I want the Astros back in the National League.
Dad, this is why you can't send out a list of topics beforehand. Leonardo.
You look at the Brew Crew. That's like an American League team.
And why is there a DH? Why is there a DH? Because there wasn't a DH back in the 50s.
I like the DH. I like the DH, and I like the pitch clock.
I don't hate it as much as I thought I would.
Yeah. We did all the new rules last year, if you guys remember. Now it's old news. So we got.
All right.
We need to trudge forward.
Rob keeps getting cut off.
Am I really?
No, now you're good. Now you're good.
Leonardo.
Yes.
Oh, see?
Houston Astros, National or American League team?
National.
Oh, I always think of no.
No, we were.
We're in the American League, but they should be. I don't know why they flip-flopped like that. Honora, I blame you for this.
We played them in the World Series in 2019.
Guys.
Remember?
Yeah, I messed up.
I know. But your hair's looking a lot better.
We share a spring training facility with them in West Palm Beach, Florida.
That's a joint Nats Astro.
I've been there a couple of times. It's a joint Nats Astro joint. So
Dusty Baker, man, my hero. Anyways, on your rod and next question, let's move these guys forward because David's got a curfew at the convent.
So. Sure. So I guess I apologize for the Mets sucking, guys. Maybe it's because I bleed a little Yankees here and there. So sorry about that, guys. Maybe it's because of me.
Oh. Yankees haven't exactly taken the war by storm either in the last 15 years.
I know.
True.
Now he's mad.
All right. Well, Thad, you don't have anything here for me, buddy.
No, I do. It's the bottom of pay. It says, we also want you to take on the rest of NLE East. Do you see that? It's in green.
But Anaronda, you can't marry any of my kids, by the way, just so you know.
She's already married.
I'm a modern guy with a lot of things. I'm very, I'm kind of socially very liberal. You know, religion, race, I don't care. My kids cannot marry Yankee fans. Okay? That's my house rule.
Hey, I'm a Yankees fan because of my brother, so blame him if anything. I have to if I want to stay, related to him.
Your line is we also want to take you and the rest of the NL East and the league
in spring training.
Who are the winners and losers? That's your line.
Say it again.
Okay, because it's not in green, so I got a little.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
This is what heroin does to you. Don't do it, guys. Go ahead.
or this rum punch that I'm drinking, huh?
I wish I was there. Okay.
All right. Okay, guys. We also want your take on the rest of NL East and the league. Who are the winners and losers?
Braves and Philly. Take your pick.
Yeah.
Take your pick. Two. Gonna be one. That's
what Bleacher says too.
Yep. Braves, Phillies, interchangeable. They'll both make the
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but on paper, the Braves are the best team. Well, certainly in the division. The Braves are amazing. They're young. They're dynamic. They're the second best team in baseball on paper, with the Dodgers being the best team in baseball on paper. And, Yamamoto being horrible in his opening, in his first start, makes you doubt the Dodgers a little bit. But, the Braves, Dodgers, and, the Astros just find a way to win every year, right?
There's something about when you put on that Braves jersey, Leonardo, Thad, DeGrove, and I could be your starting infield, and we'll hit.
And they don't get injured. Like, there's not a lot of injuries on the Braves. I don't know if they have, a good trainer, but they seem to play a lot of games.
Actually, Acuna missed a lot of time. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Well, that was that freak injury. Yeah, the year before, I think it was.
Yeah.
But, it reminds me of the time that Fernando Tatis got into that motorcycle accident and how he probably wouldn't have got into that accident if he would have been listening to the Arrive Alive podcast.
Leonardo, podcast.
It is, yeah. It's the number one English and Spanish motorcycle podcast.
And on all major platforms, right?
On all major platforms, yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I need, guys, I need to, since we have such a big audience in Germany and Luxembourg, I need to translate this podcast into German.
We can do that.
Half,
we can
half
do that
my
with,
family.
With Dubba.co.
We're not pulling in Chile. So.
okay. So I could throw something. Yankees, nine. I could just do that and then kind of. Okay.
Can I throw in, since I know my team, the Washington Nationals, is going to be at the bottom of every list, NL East, the league overall. But I sort of wanted to hear your point of view because, you guys were aware, we talked about last year, the owning family of the Washington Nationals, the Lerners, reigning patriarch finally died at 97, and then his 60-year-old son took over, and then just recently, they had been on the auction block for some time since before last year, and then only a few weeks ago did they retract the offer of selling the team, and the apparent reason was the Baltimore Orioles, which was a significantly better team
than the Washington Nationals by any measurement. I mean, we won 71 games last year. They won 101 games last year. They've been trying to sell themselves for a long time. They sold for $1.7 billion and change. And the Washington Nationals, the Lerner family, was trying to sell their team after they cleared out the locker room of everybody that knew what a baseball was. And they were trying to sell the team for like $2.2 billion. And then when they saw that the Orioles only got 1.7, they were like, okay, well, let's pull back. So what do you guys think?
Well, they're rebuilding. You know, the Orioles rebuilt. They have a great young team. The Nationals are in the middle of rebuilding. It happens. It's a cycle of baseball.
Does rebuilding take, David? This is like 10 Empire State Buildings back to back. They built the Golden Gate Bridge in a year, the Empire State Building in a year. We've been rebuilding since 2020.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
The Mets have not won the World Series since 1986. Okay.
But
the
you
Nationals.
Got in the playoffs in 2022.
I know, but the Nationals won the World Series not that long ago. Come on.
First time since 1928.
Yeah, okay. But you did it. You did it. You got a ring. You got a trophy.
Yeah. And then right into the dumpster. It's like, boom.
No, it's not.
Into the dumpster. Worse than the dumpster. This is like Schindler's List. Remember that little kid hides in the latrine? We were in that latrine with the little kid.
They got to sell their team, like the Orioles, to some big hedge fund billionaires.
That's what we were so hoping for. Everybody was praying, and then the Lerner said, no, we're going to sit on it. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, Texas, hold them. We're going to hold them.
If you have hope, that happened to our Mets, too, if you remember a few years back. The Wilpons, the team was struggling. The Wilpons weren't spending money. Steve Cohen came up, was going to buy the team. It fell apart for various reasons. They wanted Jeff Wilpon to be involved. There was a lot of crap going on. The Mets pulled out of the deal. They put it back on the market. And a year later, guess who bought the team? Steve Cohen. So there's still hope for you guys.
Because, you know, Jeff Bezos moved here because Amazon headquarters 2 is located here in Northern Virginia. So he lives here at least half the year. And everybody was like, okay, well, Jeff, you know, and Jeff Bezos bought not Amazon. Jeff Bezos as a person bought the Washington Post. Well, maybe he's going to buy the Nats. Dude, he was the richest man in the world for like 20 years. Now Elon Musk is, you know, slightly.
Also, he got divorced, so he lost like half of that too to his wife, ex-wife.
Yeah,
he lost half of his to his ex-wife.
Good point. But still, I mean, that's kind of what we were hoping was like crazy billionaire comes in and just starts like your guy Steve Cohen just starts throwing money around. That's what we were hoping.
Yeah.
Now we're back in the shit, even though we do actually have some promising dudes, you know, who came from AA, AAA, because they're not investing. Now we have the lowest payroll in the league.
Well, you traded Soto. You got some good prospects back for that, right?
No. Well, no. That original thing with Scherzer and everything else, we got like one guy that's still there who's going to open for us. But I mean, most of those guys were like the biggest prospects, blah, 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 blah. No, the guys that are good that might do something this season are guys that we got just because we were the shittiest team in the world.
Well, you know what's killing you? You're still paying, his name? You're paying,
Strasburg.
How many more years?
Strasburg and Corbin. Three.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you're not going to be great
three years, $35 million a year. We can't negotiate with them. And then, but we're Corbin, who was great in 1919, but has been a complete loser since then. Wow. His $25 million a year thing. This is his last year. So we're relieved of the 25. We're still stuck with the 35. Yeah. The worst, I think every sports commentator in the world says that's the worst contract
in all sports history, every sport on the planet.
Horrible. But you know, you need not only Steve Cohen spend money, but him, and by the way, sorry, Leonardo, David Stearns grew up rabid Mets fans. So that kind of helps. I mean, you have guys who really love being there, love the team, love the franchise.
Wasn't his father involved? Isn't David Stearns' father something worse?
I don't think so. No, David Stearns was a huge Mets fan. He grew up in the Upper East Side, actually.
At the Mets. Yeah. You know what the least valuable MLB team is? Everybody probably knows this, right?
The Oakland A's? Or the Oakland A's?
The Marlins.
The Marlins
are the least, and Oakland A's. Marlins are $1 billion. Oakland A's, $1.1 billion. And the Royals, $1.2 billion. Reds? Wow, $1.1 billion. And the Yankees at $7.1 billion, almost 40% more than what the that probably comes with SNY, right? Don't those idiots that look like geniuses now still own SNY, the ones that we bought them from?
The Wilpons, you're talking about the Mets now. The Wilpons still own, I think, half of SNY. Yeah, smart.
Son of a gun.
So, all right, so let's get some. I want to move on to the Ohtani thing. Underwriter, do you have – you want to do that? I've been just talking my ass off. Why don't you – do you want to do the thing with the Ohtani thing?
Wait, what do you want me to do with that? I'm hearing, Trixie Ohtani over here. I'm hearing too much stuff here.
Yeah, welcome to the world of Leonardo.
what does Trixie mean, by the way? I don't get the Trixie kind.
It's a short
name. Is it from Lucifer?
No,
the show Lucifer?
Probably the Honeymooners.
Honeymooners.
Yeah, it's a Beatrice. If like somebody's name is Beatrice, you call them Trixie. And your name is not Beatrice.
But my name's not Beatrice.
Anaronda is Anaronda. Trixie short for Anaronda.
You look like a Beatrice.
No, don't. I'm brown. I'm a straight up Indian chick.
All right, let's put the racism on hold.
Put that, don't take that part out, okay, Sad?
Okay, sure.
You know, no one wants to be in a car or a motorcycle accident or a slip and fall that causes physical or mental damage, and even construction accidents are on the rise today. But if you or a friend or family member are injured, you need a professional and understanding law firm that has experience in getting the most for their clients' injuries, and you can find all of that at the law firm of Grover and Fensterstock. They are a premier personal injury firm located in New York City, and their track record is excellent. They have years of experience working and winning for their clients. Now, they offer a free consultation, and they only get paid when you get paid. So how do you get in touch with them? Well, you call David Grover at 1-866-99-LAWYER and mention that you were referred by the Scandal Sheet podcast, one of your favorite podcasts, of course. So David Grover at Grover and Fensterstock, 1-866-99-LAWYER, 866-99-LAWYER. You'll be glad you called.
In 2018, the United States Supreme Court struck down a federal law prohibiting sports gambling in all but four states that had applied. They were given 2 years to apply for exceptions, blah, 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 blah. Okay. When this occurred, many people feared the worst and that we would eventually sort of kind of drift back to like the 1919 Black Sox, which was, you know, a gigantic gambling scam in baseball, the biggest there's been so far. But anyways, now we have this issue with a player who many people say, you guys may agree or disagree, is probably the greatest player of all time. It's been compared to Babe Ruth and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Barry Bonds, blah, 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 because he can pitch and he can hit. But anyway, so here's this guy gets embroiled just a couple of weeks ago. You know, we're not even officially starting the season with this, like, his, like, best friend, who's also, like, his interpreter, gets involved in this screwed-up scam where he has to play, like literally $4.5 million gets transferred from his bank account to this illegal bookmaker. Anyways, because David is our resident lawyer, I was hoping maybe he could sort of kind of give us a little, you know, what's going on here, David, and help us out a little. Is David still there?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Would you mind giving us sort of a little summary in terms of what is going on here? This is so weird.
And yeah.
Because this guy was so squeaky. This guy was like a Boy Scout. And yeah. Now he's involved in all of this dirty stuff. How did that happen?
Maybe. Negro, yeah.
Before you go into it,
yeah.
As a little pre-roll commercial, as a little mid-show commercial,
sure.
If a tiger needs legal representation, you are want to let him know that you...
that I'm available? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm available. Although if Otani does hire me,
right.
We may have to hire a different interpreter.
Got it.
So there's some conflict.
And he would have to fly out from beautiful Los Angeles to the convent that DeGrove is staying in Vermont that has a curfew at 8 p.m.
All right. David Grover.
David, please. You're okay. On the stage, my friend. The light is on.
we don't know. And honestly, right now, we don't know if Otani did anything really wrong or illegal, right? All we know so far, and the story's changed a number of times, and that's always concerning when the story changes every other day.
As a lawyer, right? You should know this. Yes, go ahead.
So that's the issue. But the story is coming from the interpreter. So the interpreter first basically came out in a clubhouse and said, hey, this is going to come out in the news soon that I'm being investigated by owing a ton of money to an illegal bookie in California. Because remember, California is one of those states that does not allow sports betting.
Right.
So,
the Supreme Court decision, just so I can interject, said basically it's sort of like the Dobbs decision on abortion. They threw it back to the states. They said, it's not up to us. It's up to you guys. You want to do gambling? Great. If you don't, fine. And California is like, no, because they're California. But anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So this guy's gambling. So according to him, he amassed $4.5 million in gambling debts.
I cannot even imagine how a guy could fuck up that. I'm sorry.
He's a compulsive gambler. That's what a compulsive.
Screw up that bad.
Compulsive gambler. That's what they
like,
do.
No one would intervene. Like his loved ones would not say, dude. $4.5 million?
He's an addict. You don't control. And when your best friend is, I don't know if he's a billionaire, but he's, you know, $1 billion player.
Oh, he's got to be close. $65 million a year.
Yeah. You're an addict. He gets money from other places too. You're an addict.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's an addict. Okay. This is what happens. We have a very famous sports broadcaster in New York, Craig Carton. Okay. He was the morning show guy with Boomer Esiason. He made a ton of money. One day he didn't come to work. Why? The FBI went to his house and arrested him. He went to jail for 5 years, whatever, several years. He was a compulsive gambler. He lost everything he had. He stole money from people. He's back now. He's rehabbing. He's back on TV, back on the radio. But he talks about this a lot. You can't control yourself when you're an addict. So this guy is an addict. He lost all that money. And the story started out with, well, yeah, I lost this money. And Otani, my best friend, buddy, said, wow, that sucks. You shouldn't have done this. Horribly you did this. I'll take care of you. I'll pay your debts for you.
Damn.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I've played in casinos in Atlantic City and Las Vegas. And, you know, they're like, okay, they're not going to stay. If I went in there and said, hey, can I get – I'm going to the craps table. Can I get $4.5 million in chips? They're like, well, I'll tell you what, give me your credit card and we'll see what's in there. And maybe we'll give you $500. If I asked for, who stayed for $4.5 million?
Yeah.
Well, you bring a great point. That's the problem. That's the point. Meaning they allowed him this credit knowing that Otani was his buddy. Otherwise, it would never would have happened. And by the way, the story changed. My concern is
personal letter of credit from Otani.
Yeah, he was making about $500,000 a year,
which is why he needs a translator. Right?
Yeah, but if you were best friends, and the right hand man of say Jeff Bezos, I think you get a pretty big credit line with a bookie. You know what I mean? It's
hey,
not.
Rob, what are you doing after
that?
This? You want to do a podcast together? Since we're not getting any time.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, you guys.
Can I be?
Go ahead, Rob.
My question is, so far, Ohtani hasn't bet on baseball, right? Or no baseball bets have been placed. Is that correct?
No, there's no proof, is what I understand as of like 3 hours ago.
Okay. But
what if he gave information to his interpreter about games?
Well, right, but
no
if he has
that.
Well, what's the big deal? If he's not betting on baseball, what's the problem? I'm not asking that in an argumentative way. I'm asking
if he paid his debts directly, that's a problem because he would be paying illegal bookmakers, and that's the problem. I mean, so many people have talked about this. I will say you're about the Carton show. I listen to that show after Richard Neer sometimes, and these people, they miss work, they miss their kids' games and weddings just to gamble. And a lot of these people that have quit gambling, they're homeless, but they have a crappy job, a crappy life. Their wife has left them. And you know what they all say? Their life is so much better now that they're not gambling. It's amazing. Mm. This guy, I don't know if he's going to get help for it or what. It's a serious thing. I mean, we're all addicted, you know, to things. Rob is addicted to walking to LaGuardia Airport to save money. You know, if I got the death sentence penalty, I'd order like two orders of Five Guys French fries, right? I mean, but let's hope he gets the help he deserves. But something is shady, and you're right, counselor. The answers did change, right? As a counselor, as a lawyer, that you're told to never ask a question that you don't know the answer to, correct? Of a witness?
In trial or deposition. Yep.
Yeah, in trial. Yeah, in trial.
Yep.
And this guy, he switched his answer so many times that something sounds fishy. But Honorado, let's move to the next thing because we got 8 minutes before Dave has to go get some sap from a Vermont oak tree over there.
Collect some honey.
Yeah. David, the many times I was in Vermont, there was like the Von Trapp family has a ski resort. Is that where you are?
No,
like,
I'm in
Mount. The Sound of Music people?
No, Von Trapp is up in like Stowe or something like that. I'm in Mount Snow, southern Vermont. And on this time of year, yes, during the week, all the restaurants close by 8 o'clock.
Is it spring break for the kids? Wow. Is it still spring break for the kids there?
Just the kids are here on spring break. Yeah. It's just spring break.
Okay. I thought it was last week. Yeah. A lot of people.
Nope. Some were last week. My kids are this week.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
So are you guys saying there's nothing more to say about Ohtani? Go ahead, Rob, please.
So let worst case scenario, Ohtani is guilty of gambling, and for whatever reason, he's suspended from baseball.
Having his best friend place bets on his behalf to cover his tracks, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
That's why MLB, that's why Rob Manfred is investigating him, supposedly.
Right. So in that worst case scenario, do Dodgers get some sort of compensation, be it a draft pick or something, because I know that when you sign a free agent, it impacts your ability to draft, or you lose a pick, or you move further down. If he's suspended for the year, and that free agent sign is basically nullified, is there some sort of compensation to the Dodgers for this loss?
You mean if he gets 1 year suspension?
1 year. I mean, I guess it's a rolling question. 1 year, 2 years. I mean, you can't play this.
Yeah. Well, the stuff I've been reading says in MLB Rule 21, if you illegally bet, it's a 1 year suspension. But if you illegally bet on baseball, it's a life exemption. And if you don't believe me, ask shoeless Joe Jackson or Pete Rose.
Ask Pete Rose.
A guy like this, you know, a 20-something guy who is going to be the greatest baseball player that ever lived, for people to say, okay, guess what? You can't play baseball the rest of your life. That would be bad.
Well, remember that guy, Jerry Mieja, who got banned for taking steroids three times, and they barely were able to prove it. But he was a nothing, so they had no problem handing out, you know, that big sentence for him. But they're going to find some loophole not to charge him. And it's terrible because, like David said, something smells fishy here.
Yeah. There's a meme going around now with Pete Rose, right? They're saying, Pete Rose wants to appeal a suspension. It was really his interpreter who made the bets for him. That's the.
But he's so much of a redneck like me, he couldn't even speak English. And you're okay. Yeah, he needed a Harvard graduate to actually interpret his words.
Is there a compensation for the Dodgers? Do they recoup something out of this?
No, they signed him. Yeah, they won't be paying him for that part of the suspension, but no, they don't get anything back. They signed him. They signed a guy who had an offer on the table, a one-year plan. You do that, you lose a draft pick, you lose some international signing money, and there's no way you don't get that back. Absolutely not.
It's crazy.
No, same way with Steven Strasburg and his deal, right? So at the time in 2019, that seemed like a big deal, $375 million. Otani's deal was $700 million, but years later. But still, I mean, you know, you can't get out of it. You know, these all or nothing.
Bloodsuckers, Thad. Bloodsuckers.
Right.
I wish I was one.
Yeah.
No, so what happened, Rob, is the Angels gave him a qualifying offer. And they gave him a qualifying offer. And then really they lost him to the Dodgers. Okay. And then the Dodgers have to give up a draft pick.
Leonardo.
The convent needed him.
So anyways, guys, so we got to go. Everybody's got to run. I know we promised you out of here before 7 o'clock. So what didn't we talk about? What do you want to talk about that we didn't talk about?
We didn't talk about whether the scandal is going to inspire a larger sports gambling reckoning. And we need to insert a little, hey, if you need help and you're a gambler, call
1-800-GAMBLER. Okay. God, these okay, sure. Sure. We'll do that. Rob, go ahead.
I mean, how much can you truly, you know, now sports has become so ingrained with gambling that it's not like it used to be years ago. I mean, there's a NFL team in Las Vegas. If legislation pans out and things don't go awry, which is possible now, there's going to be a Major League Baseball team in Las Vegas. So to almost play both sides of the fence seems somewhat hypocritical. You can't.
Well, yeah, I think I put in the rundown. So the, you know, the Nats have been doing so poorly for years. Like they lost all of their main sponsors. Their only sponsor, their biggest sponsor is DraftKings.
Right.
So when they cut to commercial, you know, if the game being played isn't like on Fox Sports or ESPN, you know, it's only on Masson. Basically every commercial they have is just a guy from DraftKings for 2 minutes talking about the odds.
Right. So how can you do that?
That's a conflict of interest, isn't it? Or no?
No, because the fans could bet, but the players can't.
Have that. And generate millions of dollars in advertising revenue.
No, millions.
Millions.
The players
can't. And yet, on the other hand, say, oh, we can't be involved in sports. Gambling is, you know, far beneath us and a line that shall not be crossed.
Well, fans betting is not a big deal. Know. The problem is players betting.
It seems hypocritical.
Players betting.
Of which, Leonardo, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, come on, Leonardo, cast your net of wisdom.
You know, baseball is a great game. I mean, from playing it, some of my fondest memories are going to games as a kid and as a young adult. And now, unfortunately, Dave is gone. But, you know, and me and Rob, remember that time? We went to this one game where we're sitting in front of a weatherman, like a TV weatherman. And he said to us flat out, because the skies were gray, and he says, no, the hard stuff's not going to come down for quite a while after midnight. 20 minutes after he said that, the rain was so hard, I thought they were going to gather the animals two by two, okay? But we had such a fun time. I rode my motorcycle home. So why am I saying this? I have no freaking clue, except that, Anurata, I'm sorry I called you Trixie or Patron.
I thought it was a metaphor. Okay.
And,
are we doing something else?
But Leonardo, yeah,
Leonardo was going into the Noah's Ark. Two by two.
That's what I thought.
Right, which is Old Testament. I get that. But you know, Passover is coming up, so, you know, we have that.
And Easter, right. Len and I are both Catholics.
Rob, you got to get a freaking microphone next time, because this is BS. This is why you're cutting out, because you're using this thing. But anyway, I think there's nothing better than going to a game. And now, you know, I will give the Mets credit on this. They moved many, and Dave probably knows more of the details because I believe he's a partial season ticket holder. They moved many of their Saturday games from 7 o'clock starts or 7:35 to like 3:05 or 2:05, which is great.
That's a good idea on a Saturday afternoon in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. I will give them that. And,
that's a great idea, especially if you have kids, because that 7
I'm still a Met fan at heart, and whatever I said about David Stearns, I do wish him the best of luck. I'm not a huge fan right now, but that could change.
Well, and wish D. Grove and I luck, because we have tickets for the game on Thursday, and they're predicting rain.
Oh, wow.
So you have a legacy that is biblical in its authenticity, right?
The only ask D. Grove couldn't go during COVID. That's the only thing that derailed him. Derailed D. Grove. COVID. They wouldn't let him go.
The cardboard cutout fans, remember?
No, you know, and we did a great cold open sometime during 2020, and where you guys were trying to get into, where Leonardo was the suit Nazi guy, letting people in or not, and you guys were trying to get. You guys remember that? I'll probably put that at the beginning.
Sure, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah.
Citibank Field, Queens, New York, home of the Mets. First day, a limited number of fans are allowed to attend a game.
Just be patient. Thank you very much for your cooperation.
Hey, officer, what's the story here? I have confirmed tickets.
Orders from the mayor's officer. All entrants to the park must pass the thermometer test.
What?
The mayor flew in a medical expert from overseas, sir. Checking temperature is the best way to identify and prevent COVID transmission. Yeah, now, can you please just step back in line?
Give me a fucking break.
Okay, you can go in. Next. You cannot go in. No baseball for you.
What? I paid $500 for this stupid social distancing game on StubHub.
Go away now. Next.
So wait a minute.
Please step aside, sir. You can apply for a refund through the Mets app.
Okay, you can go in. Next.
Hey, officer. I can see his thermometer reading from here. That expert just went in that college girl. She has a 102-degree temperature.
The mayor's office says he's the expert, sir. Now please go back to your place in line.
No, I'm not. Freaking bullshit. I have a ticket.
You shut up, you. I do not like you question my judgment. No baseball for you.
Oh, really? Well, I'm a lawyer, my friend, and I can promise you this will not go uncontested.
Squad coverage. Gate 2. Squad coverage.
No, wait. You can't do this. I'm a lawyer. I have a ticket. This is
situation secure. Stand down.
Roger that.
You may go in. Next. You call that a mustache? No baseball for you.
So you guys have been very informative and entertaining, as always. So, ladies and gentlemen,
the Mets Mob!
Take me out to the ball game.
Come on, let's go.
Take me out with the crowd. Come on.
Copyright 2024. Thad Halsley Media, LLC. All rights reserved.